USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A good judge must be an umpire, a neutral and impartial arbiter who favors no litigant or policy.
After things finally settled down at his contentious confirmation hearing, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh finally speaks.
A judge must interpret statutes as written. A judge must interpret the Constitution as written, informed by history and tradition and precedent.
Earlier, Democrats had repeatedly tried to delay the opening of the hearing, which will continue today, and 70 demonstrators were arrested by Capitol Police. Gordon's downgraded from hurricane to tropical storm, but still pounding the Gulf Coast with rain as it moves inland after making landfall late last night. A child in Pensacola, Florida, has been killed when a tree limb came down on a mobile home. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk, but one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
An upset in a Democratic congressional primary in Massachusetts yesterday as a 10-term representative accepts defeat in the race. Representative Michael Capuano saying Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley will be a good representative for the 7th Congressional District.
I'm sorry it didn't work out, but this is life and this is okay. America is going to be okay. Ayanna Pressley is going to be a good congresswoman, and I will tell you that Massachusetts will be well served.
There is no Republican challenging Pressley in the general election, so she's likely to become the first woman of color in that state's congressional delegation. A new report says 15 men who worked or lived near the World Trade Center during the 9/11 terrorist attack have developed breast cancer. A New York City law firm says five of the men were first responders, including an NYPD sergeant and a couple of firefighters. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Five people charged in connection with a New Mexico compound where a toddler was found dead are due in court today to face federal gun charges. The group was arraigned yesterday and will have detention and preliminary hearings this morning. They were arrested last month when police raided the compound in northern New Mexico and found 11 malnourished children, as well as the body of a 3-year-old boy. Child abuse charges were dropped, though, against the group last week because prosecutors missed a processing deadline. That's when federal authorities came in with new charges. The National Association of Police Organizations calling for a boycott of Nike. In a letter to Nike CEO Mark Parker, the group representing nearly a quarter million officers said it is upset with the choice of Colin Kaepernick to be the new face of Nike's Just Do It ad campaign. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback started to generate controversy 2 years ago when he started kneeling during the national anthem before games in protest of what he claimed was police brutality and the treatment of minorities. And the University of South Carolina is now taking steps to address what it calls a national crisis, the school announcing it's offering the anti-overdose drug Narcan at its on-campus pharmacy. The drug is used to save the lives of people suffering from opioid overdose. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.